The newly enacted law makes it easier for military spouses to receive professional licenses from other states after moving. That change is part of a national effort called Joining Forces. It started last year and is spearheaded by First Lady Michelle Obama. She spoke to reporters in a conference call earlier this week about the effort. She says 11 private companies with call centers have signed up to hire spouses of active duty service members, making it easier for them to work from home.
Since we started Joining Forces, one of our biggest goals has been to address employment issues for not just our veterans, but also for our spouses.
Joining Forces attempts to increase community support for veterans. The Wisconsin National Guard is also trying to do this. Last month, the Guard held a business summit in Green Bay, encouraging companies to hire veterans. Lieutenant Colonel Tammy Gross is with the National Guard Service Member Support Division. She says the Guard's also assigning job case managers to all service members who want help finding employment.
They don't necessarily have to be a National Guard member, but we will help them from the time that they ask for assistance until they get a job. We can help them build their resume, you know, translate all of those military acronyms into civilian skills that employers will recognize. We will do mock interviews with them.
The latest survey by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the jobless rate is 12% for those who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.